The Magdalens, from John's Gospel. Mary Magdalene stood weeping beside the tomb. Even as she wept, she stooped to peer inside, and there she saw two angels. "Woman," they asked her, "why are you weeping?" She answered them, "Because they have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." "My name is gone too, stripped away by the sisters of Our Lady of Charity, who tell me Jesus will love me again, only when I am scrubbed as clean as the priest's linen shirts, and my belly is as flat as prison sheets wrung through the mangle. My scared parents sent me here at the first whiff of sex, and now the great green Connemara world has shrunk to these high convent walls and this round aluminum tub, where my hands, pale as flounders, swimming among the priest's underwear, will have only each other for comfort when the baby my body will never get to love is borne away to Australia or the orphanage. They'll swear she has no father. Her mother is dead, and there's the end of it." The nun keens Our Lady's rosary. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Ghost. She's shapeless under her habit, but she was young once too, jolly maybe, with curves the boys liked. But out of all those girls, one had to go to the convent. Every Irish family knows that. Now she hasn't wit or will, and takes a sour joy in cutting our hair short and ragged, and drowning our voices with her prayers. My face crinkles in the steam, cooks to a pudding, featureless and red. I imagine smuggling us out, myself and the baby inside of me, in one of those great bags hidden among the prison uniforms or parish napery. But whose hands would we tumble into? The priest's, with his dour mouth turned down in a C like the first word of a curse? Not Christ's, for they have squeezed him so small, he's a stone fit only to be hurled at wayward girls. In this place, only the birds are free. Ah, Jesus, maybe the skylarks, singing as they rise on strong brown wings, will carry this Magdalene's name to the living world.